For all of our bonus episodes and premium content, become a member over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. You can also find us on social media. On Twitter, we're at whatcrappens. On Instagram and Facebook, at watchwhatcrappens. We'll see you there. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors, Christy Wowardy Dowardy,
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low,
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg,
just saying, okay,
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony,
and our super premium Patreon subscribers, Kelly Grant, the Grandmaster.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Alyssa, Magic Mikev. And Lizzie Drucker, a fine motherfucker.
We love you guys. Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap we'd love to talk about on ye old bravs. I'm Ronnie Karam from the Bachelor Roast, otherwise known as Rose Pricks Podcast. And here I am with my gorgeous and talented little bestie, Mr. Ben Mandelker of the B-Side Blog and the Banta Blender. Hello, Ben.
Hi, how are you?
So good. What a hump day.
What a hump day. I just ate a stroopwafel, so I'm in a really good place. My friend Sylvia got me a little package of stroopwafels because she knows about this recent stroopwafel moment I'm in, and it came in so handy because I was so hungry right before this podcast. So my life has been saved by Stroopwafel, everyone.
Well, the show has been saved by Stroopwafel, so thank you, Stroops.
Yay!
Today is a very exciting day because it's part two of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills reunion. So much happened to you guys.
Guys, so much. I'm so glad that they really are giving this three reunion episodes because I was afraid they would not be able to get through all this really compelling content. It was really so good. So no time wasted. I love reading on the no filler.
I'm sure you're talking about a Housewives reunion, but I've been reading the comments on LOL Internet, and it is hilarious to me that Erica is like the most bored out of it's like you're at least taking part in it. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Erica's like furious and bored the whole time. She just gets more and more angry as this thing goes on at nothing, which is hilarious.
Yeah, whatever happened to the spirit of yes? Whatever happened to that?
Yeah.
So before we get into that, though, we have some live shows. Next week, we have two Chicago shows, which are sold out. So sorry if you were unable to get tickets to that. I'm sure we will be back in Chicago. And we are going to be talking about Vanderpump Rules at both shows. At both shows, the early and the late show. We're going to be talking about the Vanderpump Rules reunion part one, and we're dividing that reunion into two halves, the first half in the early show, the second half, the late show. And then in next month, we have Phoenix, where we're going to be talking about Real Housewives of New York. The most recent episode of Real Housewives of New York is going to be at our Phoenix show. And then for our San Francisco show, which is 2 days later, we're going to be talking about Southern Charm, which should be really fun. And it's, since it's gay pride up there, we're going to gay it up somehow.
Yeah.
And the theme for the show is gay Southern charm. So go to watchacrappens.com to get tickets for the Phoenix show and the San Francisco show. We are going to have a blast no matter what. And we want you guys to be there with us.
Yeah. It's going to be a really fun show.
Yeah.
So let's get into this Real Housewives of Beverly Hills reunion part two.
Yes, let's do it. Let's start. Let's start on a humorous note. Some British humor, some British sequin humor. It's Lisa Vanderpump. Basically, the reunion opens up with Lisa. She's sitting in, she's in this sequin dress, and so she wipes her hands upwards on her sequin, so it makes it look like there's like sort of these goldenrod blotches on her boobs. She's like, oh, look, is it bad, get it, boob marks.
And Erica goes, I don't get it. Like, geez, thanks for coming by, Erica. God.
Yeah, well, because she's just so blasé, because this is just nothing for her, because she, you know, she performs at the white party, and she pats the puss, you know,
I'm
like...
I'm in a Kardashian game. Anybody want to talk about my cutout?
No, nobody does. And Vanderpump's like, come on, can you at least give me some sense of humor? Do you see? Do you see? Come on, Rinna! And Rinna's like, it's great.
How are you?
Rinna's undying hatred of Vanderpump is hilarious. How are you?
Hustle, baby. Like an unenthusiastic hustle. She really owns it. Oh, God. I'm happy again.
So Andy's like, so what does it take to be a housewife? A glam squad, of course. His name may be Mikey, but he's sure not a dykey. Let's go shopping and whopping with the housewives of popping or whatever. I'm like, oh my God, how many rhymes do you need in one in one intro, dude? Just get on with it.
And then we watch basically 10 minutes of these women dealing with their glam squads and getting dressed and trying on outfits. Again, you can always tell when there's no content if the segments, the video prepared video segments, go on for more than 10 seconds. Okay.
Yeah.
Like, because, you know, there's some reunions where it's like you see like three shots of an outfit and then it comes back and they're all laughing. But this was going on and on and on. I'm like, oh, this is, we're essentially turning the reunion into a clip show at this point.
Yes. And the editors have such a huge job ahead of them. And I think they do a pretty nice job with it because they show a clip of Dorit going, Titty doesn't like to shop, guys. And then it goes, dun 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 dun
dun dun dun dun dun.
As everyone just stares at her. I love that that's one of the biggest dramas this year.
So Andy's like, all right, Erica, talk me through this. The baby powder is to get out of the latex.
She's like, don't pretend you don't know, Andy. I get it.
I'm like, this is great content. Finding out how to use baby powder to get into a latex outfit.
Also, it says a lot about Erica because she's like,
well, the baby powder is to get in. The lube goes on the outside to make you shine.
I'm like, well, I'm sure that everybody's who owned a seat that you sat in is grateful for you coming.
Yeah, thanks for the hug. Now my shirt's see-through. It's like, you know, it's couture. It's art. It's Erica Jane. That's how she comes together. It's like,
you
okay.
You know, Andy, sometimes you're a Russian hooker. Or you could be in a kimono. Or you could be in latex in Berlin with a guy almost running you over with his back on a slide.
Okay, you're super deep. You're like an ocean, babe.
So he's like, so, Erica, you spend $40,000 a month on glam. Not just glam. It could be wardrobe and other stuff. Why? Wow. Like,
yes, hey, super
like,
mad.
Wardrobe and other stuff is glam. And it's like, well, why are you mad at Andy? You're the one spending $40,000.
I know. She's just so rude. And I'm all for slapping down Andy if he deserves it, but he didn't even say anything. He's just like, yeah. So you spend a lot of money on glam. It's like, wow.
I know other people who spend 90, 100. I mean, it's nothing.
And he goes, is Erica Jane really bringing that much in? She goes,
yes.
Okay.
Okay. I didn't like her defense of, I know a lot of people who pay 900 on capacity, now maybe half, a quarter. I'm like, that, it still doesn't make sense. You make, like, music for, like, circuit parties. Like, why are you spending $40,000 a month?
Yeah, she probably comes home and pulls a Rhonda. She's like, you will not believe how much money I saved you today, honey. She bought everything on sale.
Yeah, that's true. So who owns the most shoes? Everyone's like, oh, it's probably Lisa Vanderpump. And they're like, oh, how many shoes do you have? She's like, oh, I don't know, 100, probably more, 200, maybe. I'm like, I really don't care.
Ask Rocio. She's the one dreaming about them every night, darling.
So Andy's like, well, Dyson from Ball says, Erica, you say you don't have any – or. Teddy, you say you're not really into aesthetics, but you have boobs and extensions, so what the hell? And she's like, well, I got breastfeeding boobs because I was really sad after breastfeeding. It was like rocks and socks. And look, I'm not into aesthetics only, but, you know, I just don't talk about it a lot. I'm still into it, but I'm Teddy, okay? That's my answer. I'm Teddy.
And so Andy was like, so what boobs did you get? You know, he's been like waiting months and months and months to ask that question because he hasn't had a chance to. He's like, it's relevant content. I can say it. I can ask it again. He's like, what boobs did you get? And she's like, They're like 210 cc something. Oh, so like small ones, you know. Well, they look very nice and natural. Is that inappropriate? I'm like, kind of, yeah.
Dorit's like, gay men love boobies.
Universal thing that unites us, apparently, according to the reunion.
And Erica goes, oh, it's because it's mom. It's mom. Boobs are mom. Who I hate, by the way. Hadn't read my book. But I don't give a fuck. Don't read them if you don't want to, boobs.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck, except for the fact that everything I do indicates that I give a fuck about everything, but whatever.
Is it Svedka Vodka that has the lady robot as its?
Yeah.
That's Erica's boobs while we're talking about boobs. She's very like Svedka Robot lately.
Yeah.
Which I love
That's
her
an interesting
vodka.
point.
It's her best product, I have to say.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. I'm gonna have to look at. Well, you know, I'm going for robot, but not just robot. I'm going for a retail robot. Retail robot that sells vodka. It doesn't make any sense. But I'm
It's
gonna take it as an inspiration.
Westworld, but it's on HBO. Andy's like, so at a book signing, PETA showed up. What was that like? She's like, interesting.
But
Jesus
they bought five
Christ.
books to get in, so I got your money.
What did they do to Erica before
Did you
this
see the
reunion?
video? Did you see this video?
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Yeah, I thought you were asking about what PETA did to Erica, not what.
No, they just came in and started harassing her, and she just looked at him like,
I'm gonna make up a theory right on the spot. Okay, so originally the reunion was going to be taped like 5 days earlier, but there was a nor'easter, and Andy and Kyle were both in New York, and they couldn't get to LA to shoot it, so they had to delay the shooting by like a week. And my theory that I'm coming up with based on nothing, right on the spot, is that Erica had like something else she had to do today, and she had to cancel it for the reunion, and she's pissed.
Oh, it got in the way of her coin. Well, that actually
I'm
makes
basing that on
sense.
I'm basing that on nothing, but
But
I'm
actually,
it
it makes
feels
sense with the
good.
evidence, because later she gets really into the argument about, couldn't you just reschedule? What's wrong with rescheduling, huh?
Oh,
So there you go. Let's make a whole
yeah.
case about it. Dun 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 dun. Guys,
So
she
yeah,
doesn't like shopping.
I thought you were just gonna end with guys, like dun 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 dun. Guys, dun
Law
dun
and
dun dun
Order,
dun 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 dun.
guys.
Guys, guys, guys.
Law and Order, guys. Cha-chung.
Guys.
The district attorney is made up of two parts: policemen who eat lots of donuts and PK who loves my Moroccan beans.
I'm terribly sorry. But was Mariska Hargitay supposed to be here? Because I don't see her on the call sheet.
But I love her cheese, Haggerty.
I love getting plants at her nursery. So Andy's like, Erica, do you still wear real fur? She's like, I always have. Why not? He's like, okay, well, thanks for being forthcoming. I was like, you know, this it was weird. It was sort of like funny logic, like, why do you still wear fur? Because I always have. All right. Thanks. Thanks for giving us an insight into your methodology.
She's just refusing to participate, and it's actually making me like her more, I have to say. Her just totally committing to being a cold bitch to her boss. Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Bueller.
Bueller,
Guys,
Bueller,
I'm so sorry, but my Amazon Prime.
Stop. Enough. Enough. Seriously. Come on.
I'm so
Yeah.
jealous.
Thank
What are
you
you
for going to my
getting?
house.
It's probably cheesecloth because I'm going to make some yogurt cheese later.
Bueller, shut up. I'm like the cheapest Amazon Prime orderer ever. I'm like, I'm gonna get cheesecloth in one order, and then a new zoodler in another order. So I get they can come to my house twice in a day, and I'll feel really special. So you're welcome, Earth. I'm like
Yeah.
Erica as much as I care about the Earth right now.
Yeah. You know, I bought some cheesecloth like 2 years ago, and I've like yet to use it. I was like, I'm sick of draining things through paper towels. I'm gonna get cheesecloth, and since then, I've never made anything that requires
You
cheesecloth.
guys, yogurt cheese, you put Greek yogurt. I use Faggy. It's my I mean, of course, because I support the cause.
It's called
And
phage.
it's called
Page.
Faggy. Ask anybody at Whole Foods, okay? And you put it in some cheesecloth and you hang it up and it drips out into a bowl and then it's cheese.
Isn't it like labneh? Does it
It's
become a
labneh,
labneh?
yes, but sometimes people call it labneh, but it's just yogurt and it is cheese. It's yogurt cheese, labneh.
Oh, but this is like real labneh.
Who
You
I
know, you can
like
make
it.
ricotta cheese too. Have you ever made homemade ricotta cheese?
No.
Well, I've done it using Ina Garten's recipe, which is delicious, but I always drained it through paper towels. And then I was like, I'm going to get cheesecloth so I can make ricotta cheese. And then I haven't made ricotta since then. So if I'm just, maybe today, maybe I'll make some ricotta.
You can flavor the cheese. You can color the cheese. You can shape it however you'd like it.
I love a cheese.
You can do what you want to do in living color.
I'm a fly girl.
They reboot in living color and it's like Dorita's a cast member. She's like in a an overall with like one strap up, like doing like that like dance with the knee. Like, what is that lady doing there?
Just giving her dirty looks.
Yeah, they're all just doing the fly girls while dancing, and she comes out of that, you know, like that, you know, on the set there's like that like rooftop door. She comes out where Keenan's supposed to come out. She's like, I'm terribly sorry. I thought the Fly Girls were supposed to be starting half an hour from now, and I didn't realize you were already dancing. They're like, just start dancing. You don't have to tell us why you're late. Just fall into formation, please.
So Andy starts, he's still trying with Erica, even though she's basically like,
I hate you. Stop talking to me, stupid pants Andy.
So he's like, so Erica, PETA. And then he's like, so what was your first interview look? What was that? What was everybody's favorite Erica look? Let's get Erica into this. What was your favorite Erica look, Dorit? And she's like, well, I have to say the first one, the black one, where you were a queen. Like McQueen? Was it McQueen Queen or just a queen? What kind of queen? An old queen? A young queen? I don't know. Is she ever late? Queen.
HRH. So
and Rinna loved the Tokyo with the pink wig. Baby! By the way, Rinna says, I think, three words, and those were it. She's like, Tokyo, pink wig! And Erica goes, yeah, remember? And then I take off the boots and I had baby socks on.
Oh, Mom, just like the rest of you. Well, the baby's out there, at least.
Yeah, this is the warmest that Erica was all reunion, was when they talked about her and, like, flattered her various interview looks, you know.
And she's like, well, yeah,
I mean, it's kind of funny because I mean she does give very specific looks for the interviews, but she acts like it's like sitting at like front row of Fashion Week, you know. It's like you're doing interviews on Bravo. You know, it's like me being like, well, the look I wore for today's podcast is free t-shirt I got that says NFL and Fruit of the Loom underwear, and that's just sort of like the look I'm going for today.
Well, I'm actually making an effort today. I'm in a button-down shirt and really nice, freshly pressed khaki shorts and some French fry socks.
I am literally in boxer briefs right now, and my thighs are sticking to my chair and it's driving me nuts. I don't know why I did not put on some gym shorts. I just was super lazy today.
I can't work in my underwear. Is that weird? I should be able to.
Well, it feels weird to divulge that I'm only in my underwear to all the listeners. It's so provocative.
It's couture. It's provocative. It gets people talking. So I don't give a fuck.
So then we talk about how Kyle was robbed. And Kyle is really just trying to make everybody feel as bad as she can. It's like, Kyle, get back down to earth. She's like,
well, we were in Aspen.
She goes, we were in Aspen when we got the text. I'm like, oh, God, here we go.
Yeah. She lost. They cleaned out her closet, took every single bag, piece of jewelry, and she lost everything except for what was on her body. And you just hear Rinna go, oh, sucks.
Yeah, it does suck. And Andy's like, well, you had talked about getting Edwin's company to come do your security. She goes, oh, yeah, but that was after. And Teddy goes, yeah, but his company was the one that texted you that day from your closet and telling you your closet was open because they went there and found your closet door. They were installing the stuff or whatever. I'm like, that's fishy that Edwin's company had keys to that house.
Basically, what happened was that they were in the process of installing the security alarm, but the security system was not fully installed yet, and then the dogs were not at the house. I'm like, why would you leave this house that has so much expensive stuff in it without your security system on? And she said she locked everything. So, I mean, I don't know. It is weird. It sounds like it probably was an inside job, but I don't know.
Law
I'm sure they've investigated
guys.
That.
Law and order. I know. Guys!
Guys. But I like when Kyle was talking about it, and she was like, yeah, I lost everything. And Lisa Vanderpump was like,
but it was also your mother's jewelry. Your mother's. Cry, Kyle. Cry. I'm your mother now. Here, have this handbag to start your new collection from Mama Vanderpump.
My broken little bird. Oh, come here. Take this half of a little heart, like little orphan Annie. It all worked out for her, Nanny Kay. Anyone?
So now Kyle's not sure if she's even going to stay in this new house. After spent all this time moving into it, now she's like, I'm not sure if I want to stay here. I mean, at least the pool isn't shaped like a smiley face, but I don't know. Bad memories.
Yeah, bad memories. Vanderpump is like, yes, I did send her a brand new Chanel on her birthday. And she said, it's the sweetest thing anyone's ever done for her. And I said, oh, well, let's start again, little broke bird.
There was a little bit of confusion when she accidentally opened up Lala's stripper boots and Lala got an expensive bag, but we cleared it all up.
Broken Birkin bird.
So now we get a segment of the unlikely friendship between Rinna, Dorit, and Erica. So
did you catch this in this intro? He's like, the rocky road to friendship included a pit stop to Rinna's infamous pillback and a detour through Erica's hoo-ha. And they cut to Erica like, ugh. She's so mad.
She's not having it.
She's like, I drove from Pasadena to here for this.
We're talking about my hoo-ha again. Oh, God. Can I get a goddamn five?
So we go through everything. We go through the whole segment. And then when it comes out of it, Dorit's like,
Lisa, I just want to say, guys, please listen. I apologize. I was all in my own head, my own little British head, British Connecticut Israeli head. I mean, my emotions when we were on that giant Ferris wheel. And I apologize for PK for everything that he said about you, Rinna. She's like, wow. Thank you. Hustle.
Rinna's like, wow, thanks for taking away the only thing I was going to be able to yell about in this entire reunion. You stupid hooker Dorit. She's like,
guys, guys.
So
Andy's like, so Erica, now you like Dorit? Well, how do you feel about PK? How's it going with him? And she's like,
casual.
Like, long pause. And Rinna's like, yeah, same for me. It's really miraculous. If you think back to a year ago, sitting on this couch. And then they show a clip of everybody fighting. And I was like, okay, it was way more fun that time. Thanks for the reminder.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And she goes, Rinna goes, I think it's worthy of applause. She just starts applauding herself.
All the producers are like, no, this has been one of our worst seasons ever. No applause.
And Vanderpump's like, well, as the one who knows PK really well, all of a sudden, like, you're sitting next to his wife, Lisa.
Yeah. So then there's, there's a question about, is Lisa jealous of Erica, whatever. I was just like, no. And then finally Andy addresses Rinna, Erica, and Dorit, and is like, so... You guys seem to get along really well by the end of the season, but are the three of you still good today? And the music's like, dun, 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 as if, like, we're about to hear a bombshell. And they're like, yeah, no, we're good.
Yeah, I like them.
Yes!
I just wrote long pause. It's like, okay.
All right, well, that
Let's
was...
Let's go to commercial.
Yeah. So then when we come back from commercial, there is hope for this reunion because out walks Camille Grammer. Camille, Donna... Tucci Grammer, whatever the middle name is. Donatella Versace Grammer.
So Camille's out, and Andy's like, oh, God, how many carrots do you have? Some people have rings. Camille has a ring. How many carrots? And she's like, about five, but it looks bigger. And he goes, well, how does it compare to the first ring? And she's like, oh, that one was smaller.
Mwah. Yeah, it's a small ring.
Oh my God, my thigh just got really stuck to my chair. Sorry, everyone. Since I last.
So Andy's like, honest. Have you talked to Kelsey at all? Would he do a duet with John Cougar Mellencamp?
Give it up, Andy Jesus.
Lady Jesus. Andy, all you do is ask for people to collaborate with you.
Collaborate? No. So, So upsetting. I've not heard from Kelsey at all. Mm-hmm. Just toss out scrambled eggs.
You know, they say the Blues are calling, so... So Andy's like, oh, I have something fun to talk about. Remember how in season one, People Magazine said that you were the most hated housewife ever? They called you a slut, a whore, a dumb bitch, a hooker, a narcissist, a psycho. Did I say hooker already?
It's hooker.
Wonky-eyed. Dumb-faced. Limpy.
Limpy.
Spastic.
Spastic.
And smelly. Do you smelly. Remember?
So upsetting.
She's like, wow, thanks. Thanks for reading those all back. And he's like, oh, gosh, we got so many positive tweets this season. Sometimes you get tweets, and sometimes you get big lots of tweets. People were saying things like, season one, Camille is back. Hey, another tweet said, Camille came to play and not to slay.
To slay.
Oh, how is it to be adored instead of abhorred, little slore?
Well, someone who's engaged, I feel like, yeah.
Upsetting.
As someone who's been called the C word, I would say it feels really good. It's hurtful, it's hurtful.
So then we get a Camille montage, and the basic, the best thing I got out of this was a gif of Camille dancing. They show a clip of Camille dancing, and I was dying.
Yeah, and so when it comes out of this, we see the whole thing with Camille when Dorit's like, Camille, you're such a fucking cut fitness. You know, she's like, ah. And then Camille brings the ball gag to the party, you know, et cetera. So when we come out of the segment, Camille is actually wearing the ball gag as a bracelet. And everyone's like, that's hilarious. You really own it, baby. Own it. Own it. How are you, ball gag? How are you?
And he's like, it matches your boobs. Are those new? Have I asked you about your boobs yet? She's like, still got them, Andy. So he's like, I'm going to put that ball gag in the Watch What Happens clubhouse. She's like, oh, my God. Whoa.
So Adam from Hempstead says, the ball gag was just a cheeky little gift. Oh, wait, that's what you said about the panties you gave Erica. Dereach. She's like, which I thought was funny because it's true. And she's like, well, you know, this was an elegant birthday party. It was an elegant birthday, and it was not time for a ball gag, guys.
Camille goes, thumbs down. That sounds like an excuse to me, Andy. And she goes, no, it's genuinely high fill.
She's like, yeah, Dorit's like, I wasn't offended. I didn't laugh as much as I should have. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, because all the other girls laughed. And, like, you didn't laugh like the other girls. And I was like, you got to hand it to Camille for at least trying with this. And Erica goes, well, look, this experience, it turns on you. All right? You got to take it. If you can give it, you got to take it. Like me. Look how I'm taking it. Me, Erica Jane. I had powder in my suit one time. Did we talk about that? Andy, you want to talk about Peter some more? You son of a bitch. Let's do that. Yeah. How about that, Andy?
Yeah, if you're going to give it, you got to learn how to take it.
So, Erica, what did you think about the salad that day? Why?
Camille's like, but you must have known calling me a cut fitness would hurt. It did. It hurt me. You blurted it out in front of David. And weeks before, your husband told me I'm difficult. And then they cut to PK like, well, I'd heard from these girls, babe, that you're difficult, babe. And I can't believe you were like that, babe. I mean, it doesn't look anything like the Camille I see in front of me right now.
Yeah. And I like that that Dorit says, well, you know, things come out of my mouth sometimes that I wish I had never said, and I need to work on that. I'm like, that's why she got you a ball gag. Do you understand this? You just said it yourself. You need something to stop things from coming out of your mouth. It's called a gag, a ball gag.
Yes. And Camille is just getting an apology, which no one wants at a reunion right away. You have to fight first, but they're not fighting. So she's like, well, I feel targeted by you and your husband. There, I said it. And she's like, well, I don't feel that. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Sorry, sorry.
I like that when Camille gets exasperated, she starts slapping her lap a lot. Because she flings her hands up and then slaps her lap. She's like, I'm sorry. It's just like, this is just what it is. It's just, I don't know. I just,
Maybe it's me. I just don't feel it right now. I don't know. It's me. It's just, I don't know. It's like you called me a cut fitness, you know? It's just like, sorry. It's just, that's just not nice. It's hurtful.
Dorit's just like, I don't even know what language people are speaking today. Did someone just offer to take me to Target?
So Becky from Boca says, Dorit, you say that they say, Kyle, you say that Dorit is her drunk evil twin when she drinks too much and gets talkative. But then when Camille said that Dorit talks too much, she drinks too much, you seem to get offended. And Kyle's like, well, I went through it with my sister and I don't want to spark a rumor. Like,
okay. Too late. So now Matt from Canoe Rock, Wyoming says, the world needs to know if you've consulted Alison Dubois to ask if Dorit will close her mouth. And I was like, thank you, Matt, for asking that. And Camille apparently has she has no contact with Alison Dubois anymore. Apparently Alison was so mad at Camille for bringing her onto the show and then making her look like a jackass. She felt that Camille set her up. And to that I say, boo, Alison. No, that's wrong. First of all, you did it yourself. And second of all, you have to come back to the show. We have been waiting almost 10 years. Come back to the show, Alison. We want you. We need you.
Yeah, Camille wasn't using you. She wasn't setting you up. She was using you to set up Kyle. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you were being used, but you knew it, and you were totally on board for it at the time. So get over yourself. And Vanderpump's like, hey, if she was really psychic, she would have seen it coming.
And
Erica's like, can we pee?
What?
Erica's like, can we pee? I really gotta pee. And Andy's like, I guess we'll go to lunch.
Yeah. He's like, I guess we're not getting anything out of it. I guess I'll take that ball gag for the clubhouse. And I was like,
oh my God. He wants to take the ball gag. Like, I can't believe it. I made it to the clubhouse. That's like, oh my God.
That's huge. So Vanderpump and Dorit are talking in her dressing room, and Vanderpump.
Well, this is, by the way, we should mention that Camille and Dorit have this like apology moment.
I thought that was later. That's later, I think.
You know, you're right. You might be right.
Yeah, it's very important to stick with the timeline.
You're right. Okay. I got confused. Sorry, everyone. Ball gag. Camille's excited.
Yeah, she's excited. So Vanderpump has just basically dropped the mic. It's like she just dropped the mic. Her dress fell off. Her hair's back up in rollers. Like, how much time did you get? And she's like, Dorit, why don't you take off your dress? And she's like, we don't have much time. They told me 30 minutes. And she's like, I have an hour.
Well, the funny part was that I don't think what dawned on Dorit was the fact that they told her 30 minutes knowing that she was going to be 30 minutes late.
Yep, totally. It's like, oh, why would they do that to me? I mean, you're wearing a bathrobe anyway. How long does that take?
I know. So you look like a giant piece of Mylar blew out of a junior prom and wrapped itself around you.
So they're talking in one dressing room, and Kyle and Teddy are talking in the other one. And Dorit's like, I don't like that Teddy winds me up like that. She's got this holier-than-thou attitude. And Vanderpump's like, you don't see her as a sweet girl at all. She's like, I did, but, you know, with her, it's just not a fluid conversation. What? Does that mean?
The idea of Teddy winding someone up is hilarious. Like, this is Teddy. Hi, I'm Teddy. Like, how does that wind someone up? I used to ride horses. Not to be confused with Robin from Potomac, who's like, I'm Robin. I'm Teddy. Robin. Teddy. Robin.
God, Tom. Ugh. Seriously?
Seriously? Seriously? The spectrum.
Yeah. Any dead-eyed person in our orbit gets that same voice. So yeah. Then over with Kyle and Teddy, Teddy's like, I'm not mad. Like, I'm Teddy, and there's, like, a lot of things I could be mad for and try and hold her accountable for. But look, like, I'm not even bringing up the retweets and stuff that she retweets from people that are mean. You know, and I know because people send them to me. And then I get them, and I'm like, that was mean. You know, but I'm able to let that go, but I'm the one who can't let things go. I'm like, you're bringing them up on national TV. How is that letting it go?
Yeah, exactly. So then the ladies come back on stage after lunch, and we dive into the Dorit being late segment. It was basically Dorit versus Teddy, because we see Dorit being late for Teddy. Then we see Dorit asking for a different glass. And we see that moment when Teddy gossiped to Rinna about, Teddy gossiped to Rinna about what Dorit said to Rinna, like about Rinna 3 months ago, this whole thing. And so when they come out of it, you know, the very first thing that Teddy says is, you know what? I messed up. I'm an accountability coach. I messed up. Which is kind of funny because this is uncharted territory for a reunion. Someone just out of the gate being like totally accountable. I mean, she is an accountability coach and it's showing.
Yeah. She's like, I've said this a million times. I was like, welcome to television.
Yeah.
Of course you did. And she's like, Erica's like, well, you're lucky that Lisa Rinna didn't take that bait, because she would have chopped your head off, Teddy. And Rinna's like, yeah, because I'm terrifying. I'm dangerous. Be scared of me.
Yeah. You need to be careful. How are you? I'm going to kill you. I'm dangerous. I have a lethal weapon.
I take a shitload of pills.
It's my mouth.
These lips are made for walking. And that's just what they'll do. After I stab you, I'm going to stab you. I'm just kidding.
Hold on tight. You know, she's a little bit dangerous. Roxette, they wrote that song about me. Before they even knew me. I love Roxette. When are they coming back?
And he's like, Io for moi said, Dorit talks too much and then plays the victim. Teddy, do you agree? He's, like, doing anything he can to start them fighting. And she's like, look, I think Dorit is really good at making her point, whether she's right or not. Because you just get confused by what she's saying. It's like, you don't even remember your own point, Dorit. And Dorit's like, well, I feel the same way about you.
Yeah. And Teddy's like, well, I'm just, like, she's like, I bring things up because you're the truth. She's basically saying, I need to set the record straight. And Dorit's like, well, I mean, it's your truth. I mean, what about my truth? And Teddy's like, no, but what I say is the truth. She's like, well, I don't know. I mean, I believe what I say. And then Camille's like, so that means I'm a cut fitness then. And she's like, oh, God, Camille.
Like, really, get off the cut fitness train already, okay?
I know. Dorit has actually apologized for that. That's the one thing she has apologized for. And, like, you keep bringing it up.
And Teddy's like, well, I tell the truth. And Erica goes,
well, hers is the truth. It's true in her own mind. That's why she's so committed to it. You know she believes what she says, don't you?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, like you just
she's
said
from
that.
Connecticut.
You know, you said it more accurately. Mine was like a very like widely paraphrased, but yours was a little bit more.
Well, it's just Erica doesn't really say anything, so I wrote everything she said down. I was like, I have to get it.
And Rinna, I also want to point out that when Erica said, by the way, you're lucky that Rinna didn't take the bait. I'm like, why? Like, yeah, she may be lucky, but we're not. We want to see Rinna take that bait and go crazy on someone. That's what we are here for.
Yeah.
I didn't get it.
Totally. So yeah, Rinna's like, well, you know what? You're nice. Because Camille goes, yeah, that's when Camille says, then I'm a cut fitness. And Rinna's like, no, you're nice. I mean, there are other people that could be a cut fitness, but you're not. I'm like, oh my God, what is your deal with Vanderpump? Just say it. Like, what the hell, lady? So Andy's like, okay. You know, some people like champagne glasses and some people just need glasses. It's not even making sense at this point. And Erica's like,
some people like champagne glasses and some people just act like asses. There we go.
Thank you for making Andy better. So Erica's like, can I just say something? And Dorit goes, I would like to as well. I was like, oh, okay, you're both teeing up for a big fat nothing. Prove me wrong.
Yeah. So the question is like, so who would care if Rosé was from a champagne glass? And Dorit's like, well, guys, listen. All I was doing was I was just asking a waiter for next time on my refill, could I have it in a different glass? That's all I was doing, guys.
Right.
You know, and they're like, yeah, so basically you were being high maintenance. Because you were all, Teddy's like, well, this is on top of the fact that you were complaining about the spa treatment. So you're just like high maintenance. And, you know, because, and that's why it was coupled with that, like you not doing the spa treatment and you asking for the glass. And that's why I went and had a conversation with Lisa. So then they...
Yeah, they both have odd ways of remembering history. I mean, Dorit is obviously the worst.
Let's not elevate this to history, okay?
This is our history, Ben.
The
remembering
past.
The past. because Dorit is just completely delusional and doesn't remember anything even close to how it's happening. But then Teddy always remembers herself as, like, the victor, you know, and the good person in every situation, which she did have some shady moments, you know, because she's like, then you wouldn't let people touch your face. I wouldn't have even hired someone to come over. And she goes, well, that wasn't just me. You can't just blame me. And Brenna goes, yeah, Teddy, you are sensitive. I mean, you are sensitive, Teddy. And Teddy's like, I am, but my sensitivity is what led me to that convo with Vanderpump, because I never said your name, and it's not like I was coming at you, Vanderpump, but then you told her, like, I shared her name, and I'm like, well, she knew who you were talking about, Teddy.
Yeah, I mean, don't try to act like you were, yeah, that was, I agree, that was a moment of, truly semantics. Like, technically, I didn't say your name, so therefore I wasn't talking about you.
Yeah,
like,
and
I was
Vanderpump
being that, no.
Rolls with it. She just goes with it, and she's like, well, I didn't even know who you were talking about when I repeated it. And
Rina just assumed it was Rocio.
Rina goes, does that make you a tattletale? And she goes, I guess so. She's like, score! Score! 4 score and 7 seconds to go. I just got a confession.
Goys, goys.
Goes, goes. Yeah, so, I mean, so Dorit, there was some, like, talk about, like, don't you agree, Dorit, that next time you wouldn't be such a buffoon and make a request? Don't you see the way the audience just killed you about it? Wouldn't you change it? And so Dorit says, listen, guys, I'm very, very sorry. I made you feel uncomfortable in your own home. Goes, goes. Case closed.
And then Camille is like, oh my god, we're drowning. So Teddy's like, well, I learned my lesson because Dorit's like, listen, Teddy, you need to learn. You don't have to go so far to please us. And Teddy's like, well, I dropped that at the beach house. It's like, no, you literally made them go far to please you at that time.
Yeah, exactly.
And Erica's like, well, you put that on yourself, Teddy. You're like the witch in the Wizard of Oz, except you didn't even need a blizzard. You just lifted up a house, crawled under it, and dumped it on yourself. What do you want from us? Want a bunch of little golden men dancing around you, making you feel better? Teddy!
Well, who needs to go to Oz anyway? Like, why go down the Yellow Brick Road? Like, I don't give a fuck. I'll just hang out with the Munchkins. They're pretty cool. Munchkins are my people.
They say yes a lot and everything.
Yeah, like, everyone needs a Munchkin. Everyone needs the Munchkins.
So then Camille, once talking about the beach house, Camille comes to life. She's like, oh, I can talk about this. Yeah. You know, and it showed, like, the lessons you learned at the beach house, it showed, because we all had a great time just dancing, bonding late at night, having the best conversations ever, having great snacks, talking, being really comfortable. It's too bad you didn't stay, Erica.
But I know you were sick. Boop, boop, boop.
And Erica's like, I came back.
And she goes, yes, well, why did you give me attitude right now, Erica?
Yeah, why are you giving me attitude about that?
I'm not. I'm studying facts.
Goys. Yeah, but then why did you leave without saying goodbye? She's like, because I have the right to do so. It's in the Constitution. That's why. And Andy's like, save it. Save it. We've got a whole nother hour and a half of this shit. Jesus.
And they're all like,
Christ.
Are you fucking kidding me? Wait, I thought we were coming to the end.
Then we come to Camille giving tweeting out a nasty tweet. That was like, I don't need Beverly Bitch. A beach is it called Beverly Bitch? I don't need a swimsuit named after me. Thank you very much. Put in your ball gag, Beverly Bitch.
Yeah. Bitch.
I'm doing Camille on Camille. You're doing Camille and I'm Camilling you. So now we start talking about Dorit. Well, by the way, with that whole thing that basically Dorit's like, well, I just wanted to write, like, they just asked me, like, who I named them after, and then page 6 was like, oh, what about Teddy and Camille? And she's like, I didn't do it about Teddy and Camille. And Camille was like, I was just trying to get at you. It was just a thing. It was a big nothing, basically.
Yeah.
So now we get.
But it sounded like a slide. And then Rena goes, you should have named your suit. You should have named a suit after everybody or nothing at all. You know, that's how to be fair, because I'm new, Rena. And Erica goes, oh, you could just do what you want and say, fuck it.
Yeah.
I like the fuck.
Still available on iTunes.
So now we go to talking about Dorit being late, that Teddy moment. And some lady calls it, not calls in, some lady has a question. It's like, Doreen from Minneapolis, Texas. Now she goes, someone goes, hey, Teddy, like when Dorit was late, why didn't you just enjoy some of like me time and like hanging out and enjoying a drink? Why were you so mad at Dorit being late? I'm like, listen, Doreen, or whoever your name is, that what a ridiculous thing to say. If someone says they're going to meet you at 4 o'clock and then they don't call until like 4:45 and you're waiting an hour, that's not like, I'm going to like chill out and enjoy some me time. That's like you're sitting there in a restaurant for an hour with a camera on you. It's awkward and strange. And like, it's just not cool. It's someone wasting your time. That's
why. And she got a babysitter and it was work. It wasn't me time. She's sitting there with the whole camera crew around her, filming her looking like the girl who just got stood up. You know?
Yeah, and she had to make her way all the way down to Fairfax, and she's up in the hills. That's not easy.
Yeah, suck a dick, Doreen. So yeah. Teddy's like, well, it's not that I was irritated. I was just irritated. I was there an hour. And Kyle's like, oh, Jesus. Here we go. It was the time, Doreen. And Doreen's like, time is valuable, and I understand that my time is just as valuable as yours, even though mine was being spent overseas on a call with people between here and the sea, an entire ocean away. But yeah. Still, same difference, I suppose.
Yeah, and so Teddy was mad because Teddy claims she wasn't mad that she was waiting an hour, even though she was mad, and I think deservedly so. She was mad that then Dorit went and told everyone that that Teddy was waiting 6 minutes and then threw a fit. And Dorit's like, it's not just your version of the truth. And I'm like, time is time, by the way. Time is like, there's no other version of time. Like... we saw it. You were late an hour. Like, there's no, like, and then you told everyone that she was waiting there for 6 minutes. Like,
ugh, and I hate when people say it's your version of the truth. That's so obnoxious. And Teddy's like, stop trying to gaslight the truth, which didn't make a lot of sense. And Vanderpump goes, she thought 4:30, you thought 4. She's like, oh, and then I had to hear about it from Kyle. I mean, I wasn't even mad about being late, but then I was going to let it go. But then I found out that you were talking to with Kyle, and I'm in a new group of women. And Dorit's like, well, I just feel like from now on, I need to proceed with caution, which means it's going to take me even longer to drive somewhere.
Notice that Kyle is always in the middle of these things, by the way. Always.
Yep, Kyle's the biggest shit stirrer on this show.
Yeah. So now Dorit and Erica start coming down on Teddy. Because, you know, Dorit says, like, I'm sorry you felt you had to defend yourself to Kyle. I don't know why you felt that way, which is ridiculous. And then they're saying how Teddy, every single interview bite this entire season, is mean to Dorit. Like, mean to Dorit. I'm like, it wasn't. First of all, they really weren't that mean. Teddy was never really mean in her interviews. She would just be like, well, if she's going to be late, that's fine. But as long as I get my burger, I'll take it. You know?
Yeah,
like,
you can say a lot about Teddy, but she's not really mean. And Dorit was being really catty in hers, so it's so silly. And Vanderpump is doing the old Vanderpump.
She's on my team, so I'll put one out there. The interviews were all about Dorit. And Dorit's like, remember? You said it was the Guinness Book of World Records for talking or whatever.
And that was in the dressing room. She's like, I was offended at the Guinness Book of World Records comment. And Vanderpump's like, say that. That it hurts your feelings. So Dorit comes out and does. It's so funny that Vanderpump like stage moms people into being like bitchy housewives. I just
love
it.
Well, we need it, you know? We need it. So at this point, Andy's like, okay, Camille, you can leave. I've got your ball gag. She's like, bye.
I'm so excited for you, ball gag.
And Dorit's like, I'm desperate to go pee. PK? No, pee. PK. I'm talking to myself. Oh, no. Goys.
PK? It reminded me when PK was ordering me a diamond ring at K's Jewelers and I had to pee. I said, PK, K?
Every kiss belongs to PK. So, I feel like we made that joke once before. So,
or 10 times. We love a K's jeweler. Don't get us started on Jared's, okay?
He went to Jared. So, Zaz, So, yeah, so now Camille and Dorit have this moment backstage where Camille's like, I'm glad we could put our differences aside, you know. I'm so hurt and humiliated, but, like, it's fine. It's over now, and it's over. It's buried now, but I was hurt.
I was so hurt. Devastatingly hurted. You know, the way that you came at me all the time. We had a tough season. And Dorit's like, well, you know, I feel very bad about it. And it shouldn't have happened, but you're a fun girl. And we could have such fun times together.
And we will.
I was so hurt. And I was hurt.
But, like, I was embarrassed for everyone around. I was embarrassed for Glenn, the caterer.
Well, I get it.
He was already sweating.
Yes, you know, I get it. I was sweating because I don't like to see certain things on Twitter. And she's like, you were hurt. I was hurt. Tit for tat is not good. I mean, tit for money, that's logical. But who pays for tits with tat? I just don't like it.
I'm like, you two phony bitches, just get out of here. Clear the hallway, okay?
Yeah, that's the worst apology I've ever seen.
On both of your ends. Both of you.
So now as the reunion starts to reach the finish line for this episode, we have a Lisa Vanderpump segment. Like, it's the season of Lisa. And then once it's done, we start getting into the whole Beverly Hills Lifestyle magazine fiasco, where Dorit was supposed to be the model for Lisa's jewelry, but then Lisa cut her head off and used just her hands and neck.
And she's like, well, you told me the night before. Well, we were just doing it for a bit of fun in the first place. But you said it was going to be about my hands and my décolletage. And she's like, but we didn't know, Dorit. You're making it sound like I would try to sabotage you. Why would I want to make you look bad on television? And Dorit goes,
even though you did say the most hurtful things about me in New York.
Poor Truman. I'm so sorry I ever did that to little Truman, not Pote. Come here. Give me a little hug, little man.
I'm sorry, you said Dorit. So Dorit's response was...
Dorit's response was, I have no answer for that. Like, but you did, you know, like you tried to hurt me and I don't know why. And Erica's like, I just don't get it. Like, if it wasn't working out, couldn't you reschedule? And Vanderpump, but we had two talented people there who were ready to work. And she's like, oh, it's a daily raid. I get it. I understand what daily rates are. You've met all my best friends, haven't you? But couldn't you reschedule like I had to do?
Yeah, because I guess was Erica. I think because the original issue was that Dorit wasn't using her normal people, right? So she wasn't feeling comfortable with her glam, and then she was complaining at the Photoshop. So photo shoot. So Erica was saying, "Well, why don't just reschedule so that way Dorit's people could be there, whatever." And there was lots of back and forth about why that couldn't happen that I wasn't totally following. But Erica was like,
"Listen, there's always a way around it. Like, comes out of your pocket or do this or whatever. There's always a way around it." I'm like,
yeah, that's the sound of privilege. That is the voice of someone who has, you know, a steady stream of income, of someone being like, okay, just throw money at it. Like, you can't always just reschedule things. You can't always just, like, fix it. Like, those things cost money and time, and it doesn't always work out that way.
Yeah, and it's not all about you, okay? You can keep people waiting for 2 hours every time you just want to keep getting primped longer with your style team, but the whole world doesn't revolve around you, okay?
So you're really going in on her today.
Well, it's because she's just an ass in this. It's like why even bother showing up to work? Even Kyle's trying, you know, like making an effort here. So Andy's like, was Nicole Kidman easier to shoot? And Vanderpump's like, much, darling. But anyway, it wasn't my decision. It was Mark's decision.
Yeah,
Lisa, I just deferred to Tiny Truman. And it's like, she's so full of shit. I mean, she told us, you know, she's like, that's what happens when you mess with someone from England. We chop off your head. Get it.
Yeah, she does start really... She really starts acting like the innocent person. She's like, oh, no, I mean, it wasn't me, but look, you made such a big deal in front of the makeup artist. He was mortified. The poor makeup artist. Have you thought about the makeup artist? He's now a broken bird. Maybe he's born with it. Maybe he's a broken bird.
Where did you do it to punish me? And she goes, you didn't like the pictures. I was just trying to help you.
Yeah.
And Brenda goes, well... it was uncool to cut off someone's head. And Erica was like, fuck you. It's like, you were an asshole, so I'll be an asshole and chop off your head. I'm like, well, at least you people are listening. Because that's exactly what it was.
What else do you think is going to happen? And everyone feels it's kind of like a fuck you. You didn't want, you didn't do what I wanted. You made a scene. So she feels like you're an asshole. So watch me. I'm going to be another asshole and chop your fucking head off and put him in. Put your, just the head, neck in. It's like, exactly what happens. When you came to Lisa's work, this is her photo shoot. You put up more of an attitude than Nicole Kidman. All you had to do was look pretty. They're going to make, Lisa was like, don't you think I'm going to try to make you look as pretty as possible for my magazine? Why would I try to make you look bad when you're showing off my jewelry in my magazine? I'm going to try to make you look as good as possible. You're a total diva, and that's what you get. So it's like, yeah, Erica says this as if it was like this petty thing that Lisa did. It's like, no, Lisa just spent time and money taking these photos, and now she doesn't want to deal with Dorit, and so it's just easier just to cut off the head and just and salvage this photo shoot and just move forward.
Yeah. Exactly. She's like, well, glad you're at least paying attention to me.
At least someone here knows who Nanny K is, right?
Anyone? Anyone?
Teddy. A little teddy bear. Say you know Nanny K.
And that brings us to the end of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills Reunion Part 2.
Yeah.
Oh, man, what will we even talk about last week? I can't believe they put the glasses and the time fight in the same episode.
I don't even know what's left. I think that next week is just going to be Erica versus Teddy, which should be pretty explosive. But yeah, that's why we decided we were going to just split Vanderpump Rules over two Chicago shows, because otherwise it would be Beverly Hills and Vanderpump Rules, and we don't really know if there's going to be enough good Beverly Hills content in the reunion. Yeah, we know Vanderpump Rules will have tons of good content in that hour that can spread over two shows, but we are not confident that Beverly Hills in its third hour of reunion is going to have anything that could fill up 30 minutes about one of our live shows.
Yeah, not really sure, guys. But we will definitely be there with Vanderpump Rules. And that's the end of this episode. So to go get tickets, go to watchwhatcrappens.com. And thank you so much for being here. We will be back tomorrow with
Real Housewives of New York.
That's right. Okay, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.